This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. In the search for weight loss solutions, hypnotherapy offers a seemingly perfect solution. Use your mind to help your body lose weight. But is it really that simple though? And what can hypnosis alone really do? Well, to answer some of those questions and after a long break, Sheila Menon is back in the studio with us. She's a principal of the London College of Clinical Hypnosis, Asia, Australia. Welcome, Sheila. How are you today?
Hi, Mira. Great. Nice to be back.
You know, Sheila, why hypnosis and obesity? Why the interest to talk about this at this stage?
Well, hypnosis or clinical hypnotherapy is a really powerful method of change. And when we want to be in control of our weight, what we have to do is to change what we're eating and to change how we're looking at exercise. Mm-hmm. And so it fits in very, very well. And if we look at our, if we look at what's happening to our society, we're now the number one most obese country in Southeast Asia.
That's right.
And it's becoming an issue for a lot of people, about 43% of the adult population and 38% of children. So it's becoming very important. And here we have this wonderful tool that can actually help us take better control. It's not magic, but it can help us take better control over what we're eating and how we're managing our weight.
Most people would think this is a quick fix, Sheila. I mean, everybody's looking for the easiest way to lose weight. But hypnotherapy isn't the easiest way. It complements, as you said, diet and exercise and everything else. But how else? Could you just illustrate a little further?
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to lose weight, you have to eat a little bit less. There is no escape from that, and you have to take a bit more exercise. But what you can do is, you know, when we make a decision to eat healthy food, what happens is we say, I won't eat the chocolate cake, and
how many times have we had that?
Absolutely. Or whatever it is that, you know, sort of pulls us back in that direction. And we usually make that decision using willpower. But we can only concentrate on a limited amount of stuff at any one time. Now, the minute our child calls us or our boss calls us or we're stuck in a jam or we have to do something else, we start concentrating on something else. And what then happens is we slip into our unconscious mind, which is where our habits are, mm-hmm. and the habits take over. So while we're not thinking about it, our hand is reaching out to that fridge and we're after that piece of chocolate cake. Now, what hypnosis does is it helps you break that association to the past, to what you don't want, and it helps you reassociate to what you want, which is the healthy, nutritious food or eating a little bit less or perhaps treating yourself in a different way. So it's very efficient in making changes in mindset.
Okay. And often when you talk about hypnotherapy, a lot of people think that it's very difficult to do. You need somebody, you know, to dangle something in front of you and then you go into this state of hypnosis. But what's really going on, Sheila, in the subconscious?
Okay. Actually, getting into hypnosis is one of the easiest things that we ever do. You know, anyone who's ever found themselves driving a car and their mind is drifting, they are going into a natural state of hypnosis. And so what happens is we invite our clients to make themselves comfortable in a chair and then to have a daydream. And basically, we guide that daydream. And when you guide a daydream, what happens is you're concentrating more and more about something specific. And in this instance, it's about changing the habits, the kind of habits we should be doing, perhaps taking a little bit more exercise, feeling pleased and proud, and creating the scenario that we actually want to live. Mm-hmm. And when we do that using hypnosis, we make change very, very quickly. So neural pathways get laid down very, very fast. Now, you know, there's a lot of misconception about what the unconscious mind is or what the subconscious mind is. It isn't the place where all our scary feelings and drives and things are located.
Okay.
It's actually the place where everything we're not thinking about at this moment is located. And I give you an example. Yep.
And this is a subconscious.
This is a subconscious. Mm-hmm. You and I are talking in English.
Yep.
Yep. We're talking about the subconscious, talking about weight control. You can see what I'm wearing. You've got a sense of the temperature in the room. But how aware are you of your foot resting on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or the color of the clothes in your cupboard, the names of your family members, where you parked your car, all of those other things are the languages you speak. And if we were to concentrate on one of those things, talking about weight, talking about hypnosis, we go into the back of our mind, into our subconscious mind, and something else would come to the forefront.
Yep.
And basically what happens is we tend to push. When we feel a little bit stressed or we feel a little bit miserable or we want to pamper ourselves, we kind of push that decision to eat the right kind of food out of our mind, mm-hmm. you know, right, and go in and pick up the habit. And so what we do with hypnosis is we dismantle that habit. So no longer do we have the association that eating cake is going to make us feel good, or eating whatever it is going to make us feel good. We put a different association in there. And learning that takes place very quickly in hypnosis.
But how successful has it been, Sheila? Because when you talk about evidence, there doesn't seem to be enough or solid evidence as okay. far as, you know, how hypnosis helps with weight loss.
Okay, that's right. A lot of the time when we're looking at evidence on hypnotherapy, we're looking at individuals. And when we work with individuals, we're not using a specific method each time, because each person's an individual, each situation is an individual, and we tailor things. So a lot of information comes to us through case history, and case history is not always replicable, which is what is necessary in the modern scientific world. Mm-hmm. So yes, there can be criticism about the research. Anecdotally, if we look through case history, we see that it's about 60% effective. And perhaps one of the most important studies was done by Irving Kirsch back in the 60s. It was a meta study which was looking at 18 studies that looked at weight control. And it was revisited again in 1996. And what he found was that when we combined hypnosis with other psychotherapies, or whether we did hypnosis by itself, it was more effective than any other method, and it allowed people to lose weight more quickly. It also allowed people to keep the weight off for longer. And, you know, if I look at my patients and I think, now, why would that be the case? What it is when we decide to lose weight, we generally say, I'm not right now. I'm not quite right, and when I've lost that weight, then I'm going to be right, and people will like me better, and I will be better, and I can be proud of myself. So there's a lot of guilt, and there's a lot of not feeling good about yourself mm-hmm. when you start that diet. And what hypnosis does is it throws all of that out of the window, and we say, wow, aren't you fantastic? You've made a decision to be in control of your weight today. So we're empowering the person at that moment. We're allowing the person to feel good at that moment. And then we don't look back at the problem, because all the time you're looking at the problem, you're basically not feeling very good. We look forward into the solution, and the solution is working towards being that right size and putting that together step by step. And that empowers the patient right from the start. And so there's a sense of feeling good. And the feeling of hypnosis, when you go into that sort of daydreamy state that we all do, when you go into that state, you metabolize your stress response. And of course, you start to relax and you hear nice positive words. So of course, you start to feel better. And the overall sense is one of feeling great. And I had a patient, you know, who came to see me. And she said within a week of having that first session, she was getting compliments. Now, had she lost the weight? No, of course she hadn't, because it takes a while to lose yep. the weight. But she was sitting straighter. She was feeling better about herself. Her eyes were sparkling. She looked more confident. And people started to notice. And as they gave her those compliments, she felt better about herself. She felt more motivated. And she, of course, was one of my successes. So
wonderful.
There you go.
And how would you tailor a program for an individual?
Okay. What we do is we look at the patient's strengths, or the patient or the client's strengths, and we also look at their weaknesses, because we have to know both things. And then we ask them what they want. And sometimes people will turn up and they'll say, well, I want to lose 20 pounds, and that's absolutely fine. And then they'll say, by next Friday. So you've got to work with that a little bit. You have to be realistic, yeah?
Yes.
So what we do is we then take that case history and then we send them back home to have a look at what they're actually doing, because people who overeat tend to underestimate what they're eating. So we have our clients get real insight of what they're doing, and then we take them into hypnosis and we break those old habit patterns, all right? And then we set up a role play and in their imagination of how they're going to live the week. And may I give you an example?
Please.
All right. I had this patient who came
in.
I
could do with some of this, you know, these tips that you're handing out.
Yeah. It's fun actually working with them. I do
I
like
just,
them.
Even if it is not for weight loss, mm-hmm. but just to be healthy, mm-hmm. you know, I think a method like this will help.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, any habit that you're working with, and stress is a really big one, you know, it's absolutely fantastic. Anyway, I remember this young lady coming to see me. She was a teacher, and she sat down and she said, right, before you start, I'm not going to do any exercise. And I went, oh dear, now what am I going to do with you? So what we negotiated was from the moment she left her house in the morning to the moment she came back in the evening, she would just move a little bit more quickly. And so I gave her a suggestion. So she locked the door in the morning. She would just start to move a little bit faster. She would walk a little bit faster. Because she was teaching, she would put more energy into the teaching. She would stand up more in the classroom. She would point with more vigor. And we did all of this in the hypnosis. And then, of course, she would keep that momentum going till she arrived back home at night. She would unlock the door, and then she'd come in, and, of course, she'd sit down and unwind. And, do you know, it was really effective. And one of the things that it did was as she was running up the stairs, or as she walked up the stairs, she would imagine, she would take the little bit of time to feel good about herself because she was walking upstairs, and she would imagine her legs getting thinner into that right size. And it kept her going, and it worked really well.
Okay. Did she lose much weight?
She did. She got exactly where she wanted to go, and she did begin to take exercise, but Fantastic. It took a little while.
Because you can use hypnosis to sort of get you going in terms of exercise as well, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, most of us, when we think about exercise, we think, oh, it's
what
going
a
to,
chore.
Absolutely. And when we think that, we switch off. We don't like to do things that are a chore, as you say. But if we take the focus of our attention to the end of that exercise session, when we're actually feeling very pleased with ourselves, our endorphins are up, you know, we're feeling good, it actually is quite a nice feeling. So if you just focus in the right place, and again, you can use hypnosis to just shift that focus. If you focus in the right place, it's far more motivating.
Excellent advice. We'll come back and find out more about hypnotherapy and obesity and how maybe it can aid in your weight loss program with Sheila Menon. If you have a question, once again, 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon and welcome back. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Meera Sivasuthi. In the studio with me, Principal of the London College of Clinical Hypnosis, Asia Australia, Sheila Menon. We're discussing hypnotherapy and obesity, how hypnotherapy or hypnosis can actually aid or assist you in losing weight. Of course, it is not a quick fix. As Sheila said earlier, it is not the only solution. You need to, of course, try and work on hypnosis towards improving your way of, you know, eating and your diet as well as exercise. But Sheila, when it comes to, does age sort of determine the success of hypnosis and weight loss?
It can do. You know, I was looking at some of the research around the elderly and weight loss. And actually, sometimes when you get older, you become more health conscious, it becomes more important to you. So you are more motivated, and they can be a very successful group. Equally, sometimes when you have an older person that comes, especially if they're a bit ill, if they're a bit achy, and their belief system in themselves is a bit low, what you have to do is you have to spend that time to build up their sense of confidence. And when you have that confidence, then they can be just as effective as anybody else. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a really nice thing about hypnosis, because before we do any kind of habit change, you have to have the emotional resources to do so. You have to have the belief in yourself to be able to stick it out and to be able to achieve it. And that's some of the housekeeping we do. We go right into the inner mind or the unconscious mind or whatever you want to call that secret place of ourselves where our emotions are, where that sense of our own achievement is. And we can actually give resources and strengthen that part so it can be very successful there.
Are there individuals where hypnosis will not work as far as weight loss is concerned?
Well, you know, if there are certain people who shouldn't use hypnosis, and they're generally patients with psychotic illnesses. Mm-hmm. Now, those patients that will be under a psychiatrist, and sometimes the medication that they take can actually encourage weight gain. But they should actually see their psychiatrists, and there are psychiatrists in Malaysia who use hypnosis, so that would be where they go. Generally, there are no side effects with hypnosis. It's known as a very safe, contraindication-free therapy, so most people would be very successful with that. But again, if somebody is not stable, then that's not the right thing. They need to be stabilized. And most clinical hypnotherapists would be working with a GP to make sure that's right. Again, another group will be people who have been trying to lose weight for quite a long time, and they're just not successful. Now, they might have a medical condition. They need to go back to their GP, make sure they have a good clean bill of health before they start the hypnosis. Otherwise, what we might do is miss something. And that's why, you know, at the London College of Clinical Hypnosis and all clinical hypnotherapists, we work in collaboration with GPs so that we're picking up all these things.
Okay. And if they don't, you know, have any psychological problems or you know, what you just mentioned, and it doesn't seem to be working for an individual, I mean, what do you do then? Would you have suggestions?
Absolutely. So let's say someone has a completely clean bill of health, yeah. but they're not losing the weight. Well, if they are seeing a therapist, what the therapist would do is sit down and review what's going on. And there may well be some psychological resistance. Sometimes we put on that weight because it has a secondary gain. It's not very common. Most often when people are overweight, it is a habit that's gone wrong. Yep. But probably 5, maybe 10%, not very much more than that, will have an underlying issue. And it might be as simple as, well, if I am overweight, then I'm not going to be very attractive. People will leave me alone. And that way I protect my psychological integrity. It could be as simple as that. It could be that they were significantly deprived when they were young, and now they're feeding that very hungry inner part of themselves. And so we start to do more therapeutic work. So what we were talking about earlier was about habits, but there is sometimes a psychological impetus that we have to deal with. And again, we work with that as well.
What if it has to do with genes, Sheila? I mean, we've spoken about how, you know, obesity sometimes can be, you know, because of your genes. And that's a very small percentage of the population, but still, would hypnosis work for someone like that?
If someone is physically able to lose weight, and if the medical profession, who's medical professional who's looking after them, says they can reduce weight, then hypnotherapy can work. And in my experience, yes, your genes can predispose you to putting on weight, but we put on weight because we eat the wrong food, and we don't exercise. Now, just to give you an example, I'm hypothyroid, which means I have a propensity to put on weight. But what I do is I look at what I'm eating and I look at my exercise, and I'm able to manage the size that I want to be. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we can do a lot to keep ourselves fit and trim.
And you look great, by the way.
Thank you, Vera.
Absolutely, I have to say. Do you need to work harder to make sure that hypnotherapy has a long-lasting effect when it comes to weight loss?
Well, one of the things that we have to remember with obesity or with weight is that it's a lifestyle condition. In other words, we're never going to eat the perfect diet every day for the rest of our life. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't make life worth living, really. You know, we are going to backslide from time to time. So what we do is we work on a 5-session protocol. Not everyone needs 5 sessions. I've had patients who come in and do it in 1 session. I've had patients who come in and do it in 3 sessions. But we generally look at about 5 sessions to make lifestyle change. And then some people can maintain it using self-hypnosis, and that's fantastic. And some people choose to come back maybe once a year, twice a year for a little bit of a top-up. Again, it depends on the individual. But the research shows, and it's some very interesting research, it shows that when people lose weight using hypnosis, they're able to maintain that desired weight for 2 years. Now, why 2 years? It's because the longitudinal study was a 2-year study. Mm-hmm. They may well have maintained that weight loss for a longer period. But I would suggest that generally in a time of plenty, and we do live in a society where there's lots of food available, we do have temptations, and we will need a little bit of support. Probably on an ad hoc basis, I would say maybe once a year, once every 2 years, something like that, just something that just keeps us focused again.
And I'm assuming over the 2 years, people would be empowered to self-hypnotize?
Absolutely.
So that, you know, it's easier, you can do it at home. And is it something that's difficult to learn?
No, it's really, really easy. It's actually easier than meditation. You basically find somewhere that's comfortable. Mm-hmm. You sit down and you count down very simply from 10 to 1. All right. And when you're at 1, you just allow your mind to wander. Generally, we invite people to wander to a nice place, a place they enjoy. We call it the favorite place of relaxation. Mm-hmm. We teach our patients who are learning to change habits to make a suggestion to themselves to keep them motivated. All right. They spend about 10 minutes there, and then they count from 1 to 10. It really is that simple.
Really?
Really.
And then when it comes to focusing on the right things and, you know, things like, okay, I love chocolate, but how do I distract myself or get my mind away? As you said, bring chocolate to the forefront. Sorry, the alternative to the forefront as opposed to the chocolate. So do I go into a state of self-hypnosis? Is that what I'm doing?
Well, actually, when you say I love chocolate, you're kind of making a suggestion to yourself, a hypnotic suggestion to yourself. And it's not the suggestion you want because you want to be making a different suggestion.
Yep.
So what we do is we look at the language that we're using. And for everyone listening, we tend to talk about our problems. We tend to talk about what we don't want. If we shift our focus and start talking about what we do want, that new trim shape, that self-control, that feeling of confidence, eating the healthy, nutritious food, whatever it is, if we talk about that, we start suggesting to ourselves in actually a hypnotic way about what we want. And what we do is we're using hypnosis to keep and maintain that.
Right. That's really amazing. And does it sort of, you know, now obesity has been said to be a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Does your approach to treating somebody differ? Because obesity is now a medical condition?
Yes and no. Because it's a medical condition, what we have is we have a lot more support in society, in the culture, for the person who's overweight. There are more healthy options out there. There is more knowledge out there. And there's less personal guilt and personal blame. So that can make it a little bit easier. And it's easier to direct someone who's looking for healthy lifestyles to the options that are now increasingly more available. You know, if we look out there, there's Kurankan Manis, there's less sugar in our teh tarik, and all of those things help, you know. But losing weight is actually, it really is, it's about sitting someone down, it's looking at the unhelpful habits of eating that they've got, it's dissociating from them, putting the habits that they want in place, and giving some very simple direct suggestions. And then using that self-hypnosis to maintain those suggestions. It's one of the easiest therapies really to do. And it is actually one of the easiest things to be in control of. To say that you're always going to eat only fruit and healthy food and never slip up and never eat that chocolate cake is not realistic. We will all eat that chocolate cake one day. And even you, Mira, will eat that chocolate.
Of course. Most definitely.
But what we do is we work at about 80% of what's great for us and 20% of what we really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we work within a healthy balance, most people can achieve what they want to achieve simply and quickly. You know, and then when we add exercise to that, what we're doing is we're breathing better, we're burning up the stress, we're not comfort eating as much, and so the whole thing becomes actually an enjoyable process.
And how much of hypnotherapy boils down to the client therapist relationship, and at what stage do you let go?
That's a really interesting question. Okay. The therapist should always be working at making themselves redundant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we have a saying, if our patients are coming back again and again and again, then we're failing.
Right.
Okay. And that's why self-hypnosis is so important, because it empowers the patient away from you, you know. But the client-patient relation, the client-therapist relationship is important in the sense that you're going to have an emotional coach there with you. So you want to like that coach and you want to get on with that coach. But we have seen through the research that tape recordings can also be effective.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're not specifically tailored, but they can be effective. So what I'm going to suggest to you is when we're looking at habit, as long as the person has got their mindset in the right place and they've got the right suggestions working, yep, and their motivation has been structured appropriately, it doesn't have to be a special person. It has to be a well-skilled, well-trained person, yeah? And a person who you like and feel you want to work with.
Yeah, there are a lot of therapists who make astounding claims, Sheila. How much do we take on board and what should we be looking out for as far as a therapist is concerned?
Okay. I always tell patients who ask me this question to look at the credentials, to look at the training, to look at the recognition of the therapist, to look at who they're working with and who, if they have professional indemnity insurance. If all of those things are in place, then they are probably a well-trained therapist. But the other thing that's really important, and it is important in hypnosis, because you are going to close your eyes and you are going to trust someone to talk to you whilst you're relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people, give the therapist a call, talk to them on the phone, and if you want, go and see them. Because if you like that therapist, trust your instinct, okay? And that's probably the best judge.
Do you see many people coming to you for obesity?
I do. I've worked in a number of different countries. In the UK, I was seeing about 1 in 5. In Singapore, because we have a center in Singapore, we see 1 in 5, 1 in 6 who come for obesity. In Malaysia, interestingly enough, we see more people for anxiety and depression than we do for obesity, which is one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it, because it is so powerfully effective. And tomorrow we're actually doing a workshop on obesity, so hopefully more people will get to know about it.
Fantastic. And how long is the course before you can sort of see changes in yourself and you know that, you know, this program is actually working out?
Okay. As I said, the young lady who came to see me, who felt so good and she started sitting up straight, she started to feel changes in herself immediately. Mm-hmm. Yep. Generally, it takes 1 or 2 weeks because you're starting to eat a little bit more. You're eating better and you're taking a little bit more exercise. But you can feel amazing from day one, not because you're shedding all that weight, but because you're actually feeling so good that you've made the right decision and you're in control. And that sense of being proud of yourself is one of the really important things when it comes to habit change. Now, generally, I look at obesity over a 2-month period, because the first 2 weeks is about adjusting and working out, because most of us aren't really counting that bag of crisps or that extra chocolate bar. We've forgotten about them. Yeah. So we have to identify that, and then we have to change the foods in our store cupboard, and we have to learn how to negotiate food with our family members, with our work, with our social circles. So that takes a learning experience. And then the next 2 weeks is really about where the serious work starts. And basically the next 2 weeks is about maintaining, and the next 2 weeks is about putting the adjustment in place. And by the time you've got that, you've got a really good lifestyle pattern that, if you maintain, will work very well for you.
In my mind, the biggest challenge is maintaining it. Yeah. Sheila. So I think if you have a suggestion as to how or mm-hmm. when we should, you know, go back and get the help of a hypnotherapist mm-hmm. to maintain it, when do we do that?
Well, most of my patients will work on an 80-20 rule. And if they're managing that 80-20 rule, then that's absolutely fine. Sometimes people come to a point where they think, I'm slipping up and I'm not able to put myself back into the kind of balance that I need to be. Mm-hmm. And when you feel that, that's the time to come. If you wait any longer, then you're going to have to unpick some of the damage.
Yes.
So that's a really good point, because if you come at that point, it's generally one session. It's just a little bit of fine tuning. It's a bit like going to see your coach and getting to hear the things from someone else that you know, but it's much nicer to hear from someone else.
Yep.
And that's all it takes.
Fantastic. How do we get in touch with you, Sheila?
Well, you can give me a call on 03-79-606-439, or you can Google us. We're London College of Clinical Hypnosis, Malaysia, and you can look at us at LCCH Malaysia as well.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
It's great fun. Thank you.
Sheila Menon, Principal of the London College of Clinical Hypnosis, Australia, Asia, on hypnotherapy and obesity on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.